Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I want to ask some questions about things happening around the league. Maybe a little fraud alert is what I'm thinking.
Fraud,
that's right. Fraud alert on your credit card, whatever it is. I got into a big old fight with a credit card company. I called in to tell them there was fraud on a card. And they're like, all right, well, what's the card number? I was like, I don't have it, dude. That's why I'm calling you. And they're like, well, we can't help you. And around and around.
You don't know your card numbers?
It's more complicated than that, but I'm not going to get into it on the air.
Why? Because you messed up?
No, they messed up.
Okay.
It was a whole thing.
Or they sent you a new one.
I'll explain later.
All right.
This situation makes sense. What if Miami traded for Bryce Young? Ideally, you get Tua back, but I don't know. I trust Mike McDaniel a hell of a lot better than whatever's going on in Carolina. I actually like Dave Canales. I just don't know that anybody can win in Charlotte with the David Tepper regime.
Mm-hmm.
Lots to go around the NFL here with. I want to discuss kind of everything. Tomorrow we're going to do our power rankings. But let's go with a little bit of fraud alert, okay? And this isn't that complicated. We're just going to look at teams around the league that are 0-2 and if they're cooked or if it's way too early.
Okay.
The AFC South. This is, I feel like, statistically impossible, but two games into a 17-game season, Colts, Jags, Titans are all 0-2. Lost in the, we only talk about rookie quarterbacks. Will Levis has been god-awful.
He tries to do great things. Somebody told me last night, they say he's not a quarterback, he's a character, is what they said.
Like a cartoon character?
They say he's a character because he does weird stuff. And then I commenced to watching that game, and the dude does some weird stuff.
Yeah. Some weird stuff. So are the Titans cooked? They're 0-2.
I'm not going to say that they're cooked.
What about the Jags? Lawrence has been awful so far. 0-2.
They could be.
Give me a cooked meter on the AFC South. Colts, Jags, Titans.
Colts, Jags, Titans. If I had to give you one, I'll give you the Jags.
Jags most cooked. All right. I don't know what on earth to think about Anthony Richardson. Obviously, the physical tools are incredible.
But see, that's the problem, though. People just look at quarterbacks sometimes and they watch a guy flip and do stuff. They go, oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean,
quarterbacking is way more being athletic. Quarterback is way more than just being athletic.
Give me a cooked ranking, Landini. Titans, Jags, Colts, all 0-2. Is anybody not cooked?
The most cooked are the Titans. Then I'm actually going to go Colts, then Jags. The Jags, I think, are at least semi-competent.
The Jags were so good. I just saw they haven't won a football game in 294 days.
Wow.
Yo, at one point last season, I think they were like 8-4 and then just lost out.
They pulled an Eagles, but because they're in Jacksonville, nobody really paid attention or cared.
Give me a cooked meter, Chris. Colts, Jags, Titans. I think they're all cooked, honestly.
I think, I mean, again, the Jaguars seem the most of the three, like, at least head above the other two, but the Titans and the Colts just both look pretty, I don't know, man.
So, to me, cooked means you're two games in and you're already out of the playoffs. Like, Washington, we're looking at through a different lens because this is a rebuild season anyway. Like, mm-hmm. frankly, I think Washington's going to finish outside of the playoffs, but I wouldn't call them cooked because their goals are different, right?
See, I just think that
Jags also have a soft division too.
As you said, Levi's.
They're all in the same division.
Levi's is going to be gone. They're not going to leave Levi's there. Levis is going to be moved out the way because he's a problem. When the coach, if you read the coach's lips, you know exactly what he's saying. He's like, "What the bleep are you doing?"
Well, here's
the dude is laid out like he's diving, trying to throw a damn pass to the sideline that went the other way. Then he came back and did another one and threw a damn lateral.
But be it so cool, he puts mayonnaise in his coffee.
Who's a fool, man?
He eats bananas with the peel on. That doesn't interest you?
Not at all.
I still can't believe that they saw the guy put mayonnaise in his coffee and eat a peel with a banana on.
Him.
And they said, we should draft this guy.
You didn't think, like, something is wrong with this dude.
Yeah, exactly. So this guy's clearly just off.
They'd be better off calling him Will Levi's.
If that guy was a wide receiver, okay, wide receivers are weird. Defensive linemen are weird dudes. Your quarterback can't put mayonnaise in his coffee.
No. That has to be nasty as hell.
Yeah.
Sure. Coffee, if you don't have a taste for coffee when it's dark, then you throw some mayonnaise in it. That can't taste good, dog.
I went through a weird phase.
I would probably say, we need you to go check with a psychiatrist.
I want to blame Hoffman for this. I don't remember exactly how I landed on this.
I'm fine with blaming Hoffman for most things.
Okay, we're blaming Craig Hoffman. You can check him out on 980 at 3 o'clock or whatever. 4 o'clock, because Rooster's on from 2 to 4. But Hoffman got me in this weird phase where if you use mayonnaise as a... what do you call it when you spray your grill so it doesn't stick? A lubricant? Are we allowed to say lubricant on the radio? I'm just saying, I don't know what you call that, B. What do you call it? Non-stick?
Yeah, non-stick.
Device?
Like some Spam? I mean, Pam?
Definitely not
like
Spam.
Like Pam? Yeah, Pam. There you go.
Okay. You could, like, if you're cooking fish or you're cooking chicken.
You say put mayonnaise on it?
If you put mayonnaise on it and then you put the mayonnaise side down on the grill, it grills really well. And I thought that was weird, and I got into it for a little while, and then I kind of bailed out.
Did it really do it?
Yo, it works. Ask Hoff. He's available. It works. I thought that was weird, and it kind of just, I'm cool with mayonnaise. Some people don't like it.
You know what? I'll just stick to the Pam. I'm not going to do the mayonnaise.
That's fine. But what I'm saying is mayonnaise in your coffee is really weird.
That's got to be the nastiest crap ever created.
I will also take the stand that all three of you want to but are hesitant to. Colts, Jags, Titans, they're all cooked. The Texans are 2-0 in that division. The Texans are going to win that division. And when you look elsewhere in the AFC, somebody's obviously going to win the East, the North, and the West. Correct?
I guess.
Well, tell me where one of those three teams climbing out of an 0-2 hole is going to get a wild card spot. You got three wild card spots. Cool. Chargers and Chiefs are 2-0. Mm-hmm. I think the Chiefs win that division, and I think the Chargers get in.
Well, they play each other, so one of them is going to be god-awful, so they're going to lose a lot. So it's going to be one of those teams that could climb out of it.
The Dolphins, I don't know what to make of now in the post-Tua world. I think Tua's going to miss some time, and I'm just going to watch that unfold. I think the Jets
hope people just let Tua's doctor tell him what he needs to do and stop trying to decide what he's supposed to do. Tua's in his third concussion. There are people playing with 9 and 10. Yes, it probably doesn't make much sense, but they get to make their own damn decisions.
I think the Bills make the playoffs. The Bills are 2-0. I think the Jets make the playoffs. They're 1-1. I think Rodgers is going to kind of continue to gain his footing. But basically, I land here. The Steelers are 2-0. There are two AFC teams at 0-2, the Ravens and the Bengals. Do you believe one or either or both of those two teams are cooked, B?
No, I don't think either one of them cooked.
I almost think both of them still make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're not cooked. One thing I know, John Harbaugh may not, he may rub some people the wrong way, but that's my dude. That man can coach.
Totally. Landfill, I will give you, this is a hypothetical because I would somehow give you the money and then you wouldn't do either of the options.
Nah, you're going to lie about giving somebody something. You don't give people anything you say you're going to give them.
It's a hypothetical.
Everything you say is hypothetical, JP.
We live in a hypothetical world. Kyle Shanahan doesn't even know if we'll be on the planet next week.
How much money are you giving me? Get to it.
Hypothetically, you have $100.
Correct.
You are only able to make two bets with this $100. This is like Brewster's Millions. These are the only options you have.
You went way back with that.
The Ravens are 0-2. You can either bet Ravens to miss the playoffs or Ravens to win the Super Bowl.
God, miss the playoffs.
Same bet, Cincinnati Bengals.
Also miss the playoffs. Neither of those teams are Super Bowl teams. Neither.
Okay, strong. B, same options for you. Ravens, you can pick miss the playoffs, win the Super Bowl.
I'm going to miss the playoffs on both of them because Kansas City is still in the AFC.
What about miss the playoffs, make the playoffs at 0-2?
Okay, at 0-2, I would probably take both of them to make the playoffs.
I kind of think I would too, man.
Yeah. If you want to seem smart, follow what I say. This is all I'm saying.
I also...
Hold on, Stallion. Did you ask anybody? Can you have some of that?
Whoa. I very specifically remember Stallion very specifically not getting us food. I don't know why you need headphones.
He's trying to ask now after he already got his joke together.
You think this is a joke, Stallion?
Let me explain the subs again. I was directed what subs to get and who to get them for.
Now, let's just say, Landfill, you and I were here. I think B was... I don't know where B was. You weren't here that day.
I was here.
Chris was here.
Yeah, Chris was here.
Chris got a sub and a slice of pizza.
That is correct.
Everybody working at 106.7 The Fan, Stallion brought in a ton of food and gave food to everyone but me and Landfill.
That's true.
Is that accurate?
I believe that y'all should beat him up.
It is accurate.
So now you're just coming in and taking B. Mitch's jambalaya. Also, he's gone now, but the fact that Jeff claimed that was one container for B and one container for Jeff, when that is, I mean, that's enough jambalaya.
That's enough to feed half of the damn state. Over half the state.
It's fed people. 12 people. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous amount of food.
Jeff not helping his cause in the rooster stole his food. But no, seriously, Stallion, what the bleep are you doing?
I was told, Mullins told me that I can come get jambalaya. Yeah.
Did you ask Brian?
No, but he told me, he was like, come get some jambalaya. So I was like,
I totally forgot the betrayal. He betrays us so frequently that I forgot the sub and pizza when he just stabbed us in our hearts and twisted the knife. We were so hungry that day, too.
It was pretty remarkable.
That's really messed up.
I know it was.
I feel like we're generally pretty nice to you.
We let you on our show to talk baseball.
I know. Nobody else lets you talk baseball.
We normally feed the whole station.
I know you do, and I appreciate that every day. But here's what I will say again.
This is the ultimate eschewing of responsibility.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I was the middleman there. Right. I was directed, hey, you live near the Italian store. Go get us subs and pizza. Here's the money.
Next time somebody tells you to do that, you better remember us.
There were pizzas where they were handing out slices. Did Mullins and I get a slice?
I wasn't the pizza guy. I just brought the pizza box.
You actually were the pizza guy. That's what the pizza guy does, bringing the pizza. You got the pizza. You brought it. That's the definition of pizza guy.
Okay, fine.
Get out of here. Unplug your headphones.
I like...
The Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos are cooked, correct?
I think they
are. Is anybody standing on the table for Denver?
I think that Sean Payton is finally going to prove to people that he's not as smart as he thinks.
Of the 0-2 teams in the AFC, the only uncooked teams to me are the Ravens and the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Maybe one of these AFC South teams turns it around. I don't really see it. The Broncos, fully cooked. They are well done. We'll move quickly to the NFC. Not as many 0-2 teams in the NFC. The New York Football Giants.
Cooked.
Landini?
Cooked. Absolutely cooked.
If you had the $100, make a bet. Is there a major firing by the Giants before the end of the season?
Absolutely, yeah.
Who is going to be?
It's going to be Dable. Did you see the way that Dable looked?
Would it be Dable or Shane?
You see the way Dable looked at Pat Leonard yesterday when he asked him about his job? Ooh. He was like staring death at him.
We need to get Pat on. I was texting with Pat this morning.
Man, Pat's a little rough on him up there, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, The fact that people think the DC media is hard is just remarkable.
DC media is not hard, man, compared to New York.
Yo, imagine if Ron landed Philly. In New York. The one.
Guys.
Right.
Nah. You notice he don't want to go. He don't go to those teams up there. Yeah, he knows they'll light him up.
One smart thing Daboll did is by fighting enough with Wink Martindale to get him to leave. Wink is a guy that if they fire the head coach, you could make Wink the head coach just to get through the rest of the season. The dude they hired from Tennessee to be their D coordinator, Shane Bowen, I got a hard time thinking he's really...
put himself in good graces?
Well, just head coach material. Kafka, Daboll has already unpromoted because Daboll took back play calling. There's nobody on this list...
But you know, I'm not mad at Daboll. If you're gonna fire me, you're gonna fire me for doing what I want to do, not for having somebody else do my job and then they get me fired.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying I don't think there's a guy on this coaching roster that would jump out to me as a potential head coach.
Oh yeah.
But shout out to Daboll. You know, people get caught up in this nepotism stuff. I believe that's his son, Christian. Christian Daboll is an offensive assistant. Mike Groh, I'm guessing, is Al Groh's son. James Ferentz, I'm guessing, is Kirk Ferentz's son.
Man, they got a whole roster of nepotism, huh?
Well, I mean...
It could be the New York nepotism.
It's tough to say everything is nepotism because sometimes these guys grow up in football and are good at it. Like Kyle Shanahan has proven to be very good at it, right? Yeah. But I don't know that any
of these things... A lot of times they grow up because they are... kind of guided by their parents.
Totally.
They bring them in and they hide them, and then when they finally get good, they didn't put them out to the world, but they got a job when they weren't.
Well, if they got to hire a bunch of coaches' sons, maybe they should consider hiring the ones that know what they're doing.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
All right, we all agree the Giants are cooked. Panthers? Anybody anybody want to stand on the table for the Carolina Panthers?
I think they're already leftovers.
The only other NFC team that is 0-2, this one is certainly more interesting than the Giants or the Panthers. L.A. Rams.
You know what? I'm telling you this, bro. And Sean gets a lot of credit for being an innovator in the thing. But Sean is kind of trying to build that team, too. And I don't think he has that ability. And his team is getting old quickly.
Yeah, I think.
So if he going to just go with the people he kept, they could be cooked.
I think they got old fast, and then some of the guys they invested money in are in, like Cooper Kupp, you're kind of starting to wonder if he's injury prone. Puka getting hurt, their O-line getting hurt. I'm not willing to say cooked like I am for the Panthers or the Giants, but it doesn't look great. Nikki Jhabvala joins the program next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Around your head like a helicopter. All right, when you hear that song, you know what time it is. Nikki Javala from the Washington Post joins the program. Nick, what up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
This is where you drop the bars right now, Nick.
Told you, the world's not ready for that.
Someday.
Time.
Someday. We've had 48 drop bars for us before, just so you know.
Yikes.
Commanders are 1-1. Are they good?
Great question. Unclear, in my opinion. I think they have a lot of good pieces and a lot of potential still. I think they have a lot of big concerns still, namely the entire defense. But I really like what Jaden showed so far. I really like the running back tandem with Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler. Mm-hmm. I liked what Zach Ertz showed in this last game. I thought it looked really good. But that defense, man, made it hard for him. The O-line, too, at times, certainly. But they really got to figure out that group. And yay for the kicker.
Yes, indeed. I mean, hey, he's a player of the week. But the question, we have seen this, and I know it was always about the secondary. Mm-hmm. We're not generating a lot of pass rush. In the first game against Baker, they could tip the hat and say, yes, we got to him, we didn't get him down. But if you don't get him down, basically you didn't get to him.
Right. No, I totally agree. I think the front is lacking entirely. I mean, to have two guys like Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne up front, and to really not see what you would expect from them – is surprising to me, and it's been two games of it. You know, I think the standard is certainly higher for those guys, not just for financial reasons, but because of what they've shown on the field fairly consistently over the last few years. And it just hasn't been there yet. So hopefully they can start to generate some pressure, especially on the interior, get Johnny Newton going. I know they were trying to ease him back in. And then maybe the secondary will come along, but I think the same concerns at corner persist, maybe even more so now because there have been issues in depth now. It's not just with the starters. It's pretty much every level there.
Yeah, man. And if you need to go, you just tell us. It's fine.
No, we're good.
Okay. I think the pass rush would help. Last year, the secondary was getting torched with better, not necessarily great pass rush, but better. Were you surprised? There was like a significant, let me choose my words correctly here. Not uproar, but a lot of people seem to have more concern than I expected that Jamin Davis was a healthy scratch. I don't know that Jamin Davis makes that significant of a difference in pressuring Daniel Jones. Do you? Disagree?
I would agree. I mean, I thought it was a slightly surprising, but, you know, once we got the explanation they wanted, you know, a 50 tackle because Johnny Newton was on a pitch count, it made total sense. And let's be real, he's at, you know, the bottom of the depth chart at DN. So, you know, there are going to be times where he might have to be a healthy scratch numbers-wise. And it's not totally surprising, kind of given the trajectory of his career so far. I mean, yes, he's a first-round pick, but it, you know, hasn't gone the way one would expect for a first-round pick. So, yeah, I didn't think it was a huge surprise.
I agree with you.
How do they solve this, let me see, secondary thing? Because, you know, we were hearing stuff all offseason, and now when you see the guys get a chance, doesn't look like it's much better behind the starters.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't know how you fix it, to be honest. I was surprised they didn't bring in help through, and they did bring in help, I guess, through Michael Davis and Noah Igbinoghami. Why is it so hard for me to say his name? I don't know.
Me too.
But, you know, it's not, you know, it's just not there. And, you know, Forbes and Benjamin St. Jude, I thought St. Jude had a good game.
Yes, he did.
He bounced back. But, you know, Forbes is out now, and he struggled in week one, too. So it's, you know, I don't know how you fix that secondary. I really don't. You could try to bring out some outside help, but anybody that's a free agent now isn't really going to, you know, there's a reason they're a free agent now. So that, I really don't know. You just hope you can develop guys, and see some improvement throughout the season, because it's definitely not there yet. And there were a number of concerns at depth there. I mean, Michael Davis ended up getting benched really for Noah. I'm just going to call him Noah.
We call him Noah.
Noah I, that works.
So, yeah.
Mike Davis, listen, they didn't play him in the first game. They had to bench him in the second game. I think the Mike Davis, can he help question, is at least shut down for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Talking with our friend Nikki Jabvala here on the BetQL guest line. You can follow her at Nikki Jabvala, N-I-C-K-I-J-H-A-B-V-A-L-A. I think offensively, there's a lot to be excited about. I think, unfortunately, Terry McLaurin hasn't really been one of the things to be excited about. What do you make of that going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I tweeted that out, and I didn't want to make too much of two games, because there have been two game stretches in, you know, almost every season that I've covered with Terry where, you know, for various reasons, rarely is it his fault of his, you know, his own fault, that his numbers have been down. And that could still be the case here. I think a big part of it is there's just no real consistent second threat.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier for defenses to bracket him, to double him. You know, if there's nobody else they really got to worry about, you know, they can devote a lot of resources to Terry.
Yeah.
I think it was very promising to see the run game going, especially getting those guys involved in the passing game, you know, seeing Zach Ertz come up with a number of big plays. The more they can do that, the more defenses will have to respect them and devote some resources to, you know, containing those guys. And you hope it frees some stuff up for Terry. I think there was one, maybe two, that seemed catchable balls that didn't quite connect. I don't think he was formally, you know, I don't think anybody gave him a true drop, at least from the websites I saw. But there was maybe one where it seemed catchable that didn't quite connect from Jaden. But, you know, they did seem to have, you know, good chemistry throughout camp and preseason, so you hope they can just get more consistency there.
Could the rush to find that number two receiver and get other guys involved, knowing what Terry can do, can be the problem right now? Because you know what Terry's capable of. You don't have to force feed him at this point. Because we want to see wins. A lot of fans want to see wins. But they're building something for the future, and they may have a different mindset.
No, totally. Totally. And it's not just about one receiver or one player and making sure they get their touches. And not that Terry has ever complained or, you know, ever tried to be that guy. It's just, you know, that, yeah, you're right. The bigger picture is trying to develop a foundation here and kind of figuring out what they have and what they don't have. I think the interesting thing with Terry going forward, too, is, you know, if you look at his contract, he has 1 year left after this. I think he also has 26, so that's a void year. And it's got a really significant cap hit. So they're going to have to kind of figure some things out going forward on what they want to do with him. I am not suggesting they want to move on or trade him. I don't want anybody tweeting that at me. But while also laying the foundation, they also are facing some long-term decisions there with the receiving core, because it's only Terry and Luke McCaffrey that are under contract for next year.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. Nikki, last one. Obviously, you know what? Hats off to us, the three of us, for having a conversation that hasn't been Jaden-specific. But now at the end of the conversation, I'll give you one Jaden-specific. What do you make of his level of play through two games? What do you like? What are you worried about?
I like the way he looked. I mean, he looks poised. He never seems rattled out there. I like a lot of his decision-making. I know he has taken a lot of carries. I feel while the number looks big on paper, they've been mostly warranted in the circumstances. There have been a few where you could maybe argue, all right, he probably should have taken this. I don't think there have been any blatant missed opportunities. Like, a guy is wide open. It's like, dude, you got to throw that. There have been a number where you could say, like, yeah, you probably should have given him a shot there. Mm-hmm. But nothing blatant. What I do worry about is the number of hits he's taken, though. And, yes, that's obviously a byproduct of carrying the ball so much, but it's also a byproduct of a really porous line. So I do worry about that for him. That shot he took in the ribs where he knocked the wind out of him, that's a concern, you know, because he isn't the biggest guy. And you just, you know, week two, he's taken quite a few hits, and you just worry about, you know, can he withstand this for a full season? Mm-hmm. But I think he has looked good, especially for rookies. Looked really good, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I totally agree. Nikki, thank you. Go take care of Jules, and we'll see you, I guess, on Thursday this week.
Thursday. Yeah.
All right. Thank you,
Nikki. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
That's our friend, Nikki Jabvala, and I'm going to do something that I rarely do. When we come back, I'm going to tell you one nice thing about the prison cell studio that nobody else can say. We'll be back. One of the best bits Landfill has going right here, and I think the circle of people that know the bit is five. I don't know, the four of us, maybe Richmond John. Like, even Cody that listens to everything probably doesn't recognize what's happening here, but it's genius, Landini. It's genius. If you listen to this program, so we're on 4 hours. We got like 4 minutes left. So say that's 3 hours and 56 minutes. 3 hours and 54 minutes we've talked about football. There was that brief fruit roll-up discussion.
About that.
Outside of that, it's been all football all the time, including the new Who's Cooked meter. I like the Who's Cooked meter.
Yeah.
All of our football coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I'm going to say something nice, which I don't always do. I'm going to speak some real truths prior to it, but then I'm going to say something nice, Brian. You ready?
Okay.
Landfill, you ready? We are undeniably the stepchild of the 106.7 The Fan programming. We are undeniably in the worst radio studio probably on the East Coast. Mm. We've done a hell of a job decorating it. Did you notice this? I hung up the commander's schedule, and somebody took one of the pins I used to hang it up.
Wow.
I put two pins up. Somebody took that. Mm. But we do have, who made this for us? It's beautiful. We have our own diorama of Redskins greats. He's from Oxon Hill, but yeah. I don't want to confuse it because last time I did and I got yelled at.
Starts with a D, right?
But I don't think it's, is it Damon at Oxon Hill?
I think it is Damon.
Okay, I think it's Damon at Oxon Hill, and we love it. But one thing we've come to know is our own little space here, and pretty much we get left alone.
Yeah.
Now, Danny Ruye is here. Whatever's going on in that studio where Danny's supposed to perform,
we don't want that.
Danny's supposed to. Can Danny hear me? Can you get Danny a mic? Danny, you've got a radio show starting in 8 minutes.
In theory.
Where do you plan on operating? Are you coming to the prison cell back to your roots?
So in like in theory, I'll be able to stand somewhere in there.
I don't know.
Close enough to a microphone.
I don't know, Tim.
I don't know. It's one of those things that started and seemed like it was a quick fix, and it's not that quick.
We
signed a contract about radio. We do everything but.
We do radio. There's a dude on a ladder in there. I think that's Zach. Shout out to Zach. I'm sure he's working hard.
Yes, they are.
But I saw Big Tom walking around in there. Whatever's going on in the Juggy studio does not look promising for the Grant and Danny program.
Well, I thought they were going to be able to work around us. And again, everyone's working hard. They're doing what they're supposed
to
do.
Yeah,
but I was like, maybe we should go outside when debris started falling on my head and on my workspace. And like, I think some got in my underpants somehow. I was like, let's go outside.
For one day,
you don't want crust in your underpants, though.
For one day, win one for the prison cell studio. If they'd rather just not do anything every once in a while, you're better off.
This is correct. Listen, at some point we'll have to go on. Like there's a give and take here.
Good luck.
Thank you. I'm ripping this off. Mitchell looks great.
Great.
We're rooting for you. So shout out to the Prison Cell Studio.
Number one.
For one day. Landini, let's make some bets.
Heard it here first. Now holla. Gather around. Was heard to hear first. What happened last night, Lanfield?
I won by the skin of my teeth.
Jeff had the Eagles -5.5. That was an L. I had a Saquon Barkley touchdown. That was an L. B-Mitch had Saquon over 50 rushing yards, W. And JP had Saquon over 17.5 receiving yards, also W.
Barely. And
Hey, you had it. Dude, don't barely mean you won.
I don't know that they will comb through the records, but sometimes this happens in the NFL where they look back and do a stat correction. I'm not saying we will, but the last catch Saquon caught kind of looked like a backwards pass. So technically those would be rushing yards. But as of now, we ride, baby. Anybody like anything tonight?
I'm taking the Liverpool money line. They're playing Milan in the Champions League.
What?
All right. Go Liverpool. Liverpool.
Go Liverpool, whatever. I don't know what I'm doing, Lanfield. As usual, huh?
I have a theory. I just thought about this.
You always have theories.
College sports has completely given up even the facade of amateurism at this point between the NIL and all of it. And I don't care. Good for them. Give up the facade. I'm anti-facade. These leagues, like the new Pac-12, you got Oregon State playing Fresno State, whatever the hell it is. Just plant a flag and be like, you know what? Bang. We own Wednesday night football from the beginning of the season.
Do like we did back in the day?
Dude, and then Tuesday night, what leagues are left? The AAC? Bang, we own Tuesday night.
Give me the Phillies and give me the Rangers.
Well, B made that simple. you know where I'm going, baby? This is an easy one. Dare I say it's a system pick. Mystics +10.5 at home tonight against the New York Liberty.
All right.
Seems like kind of a big number. Not going to lie to you. I don't know why they're getting 10.5 at home. I know the Liberty's quite good and the Mystics are not, but whatever. If I get 10.5 at home on Street, damn right. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us. Thank you to Matt Sims for joining us. Thank you to Nikki Jobvala for joining us. Grant and Danny coming your way next. And it sure as hell looks like it's going to have to be from our studio. I don't know where they're going to be, but they're coming. Pause. Made as far as a beer.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.